Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Friendly Troll podcast by the Center for Intellectual Property and Information Technology, CIPET at Strathmore University. My name is Florence Ogonjo, a researcher at CIPET, and I will be your host for this episode. In this episode, we shall be diving into the intersection of AI and human rights, and specifically looking at the sustainable use of AI to promote human rights. I know you probably have an idea of what AI is. So if you're thinking navigation, facial recognition and detection, if you're thinking Hi Siri, Hi Google, Alexa, if you're thinking text editor or autocorrect, and of course you can't leave out ChatGPT, you're thinking in the right direction. A more technical definition of AI references AI to be the development of computer systems that can perform tasks that typically require human intelligence. This includes learning, reasoning, problem solving, and even understanding natural language. So perceptions of artificial intelligence are often either looked at in terms of an admiration or in terms of the benefits and possibilities that AI brings. But this also comes with certain uncertainties and the potential threats and fears that are brought about by the continuous use and adoption of artificial intelligence. So it's sometimes perceived as a mysterious technology because it's ever evolving and it's often viewed sometimes in an opaque manner. But all in all, we note that there are specific benefits and there are specific challenges that the adoption and use of AI brings about. So how do we contextualize this in terms of looking at it from a human rights perspective and in terms of looking at it with regards to how it can be best used for the benefit of promoting human rights? So in order to contextualize this, we will look at it in terms of risks and opportunities. So before we delve into the risks and opportunities, just to better contextualize our human rights. So human rights are the foundation of a just society, and they include the right to life, right to liberty, right to security, among others that are enshrined under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and that exist in different Bill of Rights in different constitutions. In order to be able to contextualize artificial intelligence and human rights and look at it in terms of what could be the best benefits and what considerations we can put in place to be able to actualize the benefits of AI in promoting human rights, we look at it in terms of ensuring that whatever AI is developed, deployed, is used for the benefit of all. So the sustainable use of artificial intelligence to promote human rights is critical, and it's an evolving topic in the field of technology ethics and human rights advocacy. It has the potential to both advance and hinder human rights, depending on how it is developed, deployed, and regulated. This is especially because artificial intelligence is getting ingrained into our day-to-day activities and interactions, from social connections to social media, employment, and even access to services. Human rights, such as the right to privacy and data protection, equality and non-discrimination, are key to the governance of AI, as human rights protections of autonomy and economic and social and cultural rights need to ensure that they benefit everyone within the society. So this basically just goes into showing that in as much as we have artificial intelligence now as a technological tool, we need to be very careful in ensuring that it benefits everyone and that it doesn't hinder or hinge any human rights or the exercise of any human rights. So in what capacity and in what ways does artificial intelligence bring risks to some of the rights that we have identified, especially in terms of the right to privacy, the right to equality, and the right to freedom of thought? So when we look at it in terms of the right to privacy, AI's data collection and surveillance capabilities challenge the fundamental right to privacy. This is predominantly because for AI to function, it needs a large amount of data. And often this data is collected, often the data that is collected is personal data. So in that capacity, it often tends to hinder the right to privacy, which then correlates to data protection rights. Then we have the right to equality. AI has the potential to perpetuate discrimination, challenging the principle of equal protection under the law. This has particularly been seen in discussions of algorithmic bias, which is often seen in terms of racial and gender biases. Then we have the right to freedom of thought. AI influences the information we receive, especially through social media, potentially impacting the freedom of thought and expression. to be able to further contextualize this, you can take a look at the docuseries Coded Bias. It's available on Netflix, so that you can be able to see how much AI influences our freedom and our thought and the kind of information we ingest and the kind of information we put there. So in looking at some of these risks, the main elements of human rights and especially human rights law imposes not only a duty on governments to be able to uphold our human rights, but it also places responsibilities on companies and organizations to be able to comply with the respective requirements and to be able to provide legal remedies and reparations for any harms that the use and deployment of AI may bring, especially to respective human rights. So we've looked at some of the risks and we've identified some of these risks, especially with respect to very specific human rights, which include the right to privacy, equality, freedom of thought. But what are some of the opportunities in using AI, especially in trying to promote human rights? So opportunities in using AI in furtherance of human rights are especially seen in advocacy for human rights. This has especially been seen through elements of data analysis. AI can process vast amounts of data to identify patterns of human rights violations, which then aids organizations in documenting and addressing abuses more efficiently. One of the examples of this was given through a conference that was dealing with looking at a multi-perspective approach on how AI can be used for human rights causes. So one of the examples that was given during this conference was work that's being done by a professor from Arizona State University, Professor Dominique, who runs a center, and the center is dedicated towards collecting and analyzing anonymized data from different sources of information on human trafficking crimes so that she can be able to identify trends and characteristics of perpetrators. AI could be particularly helpful in this context, especially in identifying actors and pathways that enable predictive decision making. So in leveraging AI to be able to advance human rights, they've taken a data analysis approach of it, and they've tried to sort of influence how artificial intelligence could be best used for data analysis. And in this context, to be able to pick up specific crime trends with respect to human trafficking. Another example that we are seeing is one by Bentech, which is a non-profit social enterprise organization that works towards empowering communities with software for social good through its human rights data analysis group. So this specific group works with other human rights groups to help them turn conflict data into actionable evidence to promote justice. So they are developing a deduplication tool that collects information about buildings that helps investigators gain insights from millions of videos collected from Syria since the start of the conflict in Syria. One of the researchers in this project explains that this is especially critical for human rights groups, especially because the technology that they're building will allow human rights organizations to collaborate and better understand the broader data landscape without compromising their confidentiality and security protocols. The researcher also notes that security is very, very vital for human rights organizations and groups, especially when they're conducting their respective capacity building exercises, especially when they're conducting their activities in terms of offering critical resources and help. So in looking at some of these opportunities that artificial intelligence can lend in the promotion of human rights, we note that in as much as there are specific fears and in as much as there are specific threats to human rights, there are also benefits that can be derived from it. This also goes to note that in as much as we are considering the aid of artificial intelligence from a human rights perspective, and in terms of looking at it in how better artificial intelligence can advance human rights, we must also note that care and caution needs to be taken in trying to understand in what capacity we can apply artificial intelligence and what specific resources can we derive from artificial intelligence in looking at it in terms of promoting human rights. So the opportunity that I highlighted is just one, it's just data analysis, but there are others that reference predictive analysis this as well in terms of predicting criminal activities that would affect human rights. There's sources that have noted predicting genocide in certain areas. Of course, leveraging AI in that capacity is a little bit controversial just because of the kind of data that will have to be collected and the likelihood of bias that would be input in some of that data. So using AI for predictive analysis notes a benefit, but you might also note that the bad element of it may outweigh any benefits of using artificial intelligence, especially for predictive analysis in that capacity. So trying to also understand the perspectives within which you can apply and leverage AI, especially in trying to advance human rights, is important. And this is especially important for human rights groups that would be considering leveraging AI for their respective duties and responsibilities. So in looking at these risks and opportunities, we must also note that there are certain key considerations that must be put in place to ensure sustainable use of AI in promoting human rights. Some of these considerations include transparency and accountability, which refer to ensuring transparency in AI systems by making sure operations and decision-making processes are understandable and accountable. This includes providing clear explanations for AI-driven decisions, especially in contexts like criminal justice, finance, and healthcare, especially also where decisions can have significant impact on individual lives. Another key consideration is fairness and bias mitigation. Developing AI systems that are fair and unbiased is critical towards ensuring that we create sustainable use of AI to promote human rights. This is especially seen because bias in AI algorithms can easily perpetuate and exacerbate existing inequalities. It is therefore important to identify and mitigate biases in training data and algorithms to ensure that AI systems do not discriminate against any group based on race, gender, age, or other protected characteristics. Data privacy is also a key consideration in terms of protection to individuals and the implementation of strong data protection measures. AI system often requires access to large amounts of personal data, and a misuse or mishandling of this data can violate individuals' rights to privacy. Complying with relevant data protection regulations and ensuring that there's minimal data that is collected and that data is strictly used for an intended purpose and for an intended period is also paramount in ensuring that data privacy is upheld. Human rights impact assessment is also a key consideration. This specifically references to conducting human rights impact assessments before deploying AI systems in sensitive contexts. This involves an evaluation of how AI technologies might impact individuals' rights to privacy, freedom of expression, freedom of association, or other fundamental human rights. Another key consideration is community and stakeholder engagement. Involving affected communities and stakeholders in the development and deployment of AI systems is paramount and key. Consultations with those who may be impacted by AI technologies can help identify potential risks and ensure that the technology aligns with human rights principles. Regulation and legislation of AI is also a key consideration. Advocating for and implementing appropriate legislations and regulations that address the ethical and human rights implications of AI is key to ensuring that AI is regulated. These regulations should ensure that AI technologies are developed and used responsibly and that the violations of human rights are properly addressed. This is especially seen through ethical principles that have been set out, especially by international organizations such as UNESCO, which has the recommendations on the ethical use of artificial intelligence, which at least 193 member states have already adopted. Then we also have the OECD principles on artificial intelligence, which is an intergovernmental policy guideline. So in this specific guideline, it speaks to the fact that AI should benefit people and the planet by driving inclusive growth, sustainable development, and well-being. And some of the key features of this principle include the fact that AI systems should be designed in a way that respects the rule of law, human rights, democratic values, and diversity. And they should include appropriate safeguards, for example, enabling human intervention where necessary to ensure a fair and just society. Another thing that these principles highlight is that there should be transparency and there should be responsible disclosure around AI systems to ensure that people understand what they are engaging with and how certain challenges can come about. Another key element of these principles is the fact that AI systems must function in a robust, secure, and safe way throughout their lifetimes, and that potential risks that arise should be continuously assessed and managed. Also, it notes that organizations and individuals developing, deploying, or operating AI systems should be held accountable for their proper functioning in line with the principles that have been set out in the document. So other countries have also developed ethical frameworks. We have Canada, for example. The Canadian government has developed ethical frameworks for the deployment and use of artificial intelligence. We also have corporate bodies that have developed specific ethical guidelines with respect to the use of artificial intelligence. You'll note that there is a lot of sector-specific regulation with respect to the deployment and use of AI, especially with the development of ethical frameworks. Within the show notes, there will be a link that directs you to a database that has a variety of ethical frameworks and ethical principles that have been developed globally, just for your reference. So in continuously looking at some of the considerations that must be put in place, we have a consideration on education and awareness. So with this, we need to ensure the promotion of education and awareness about AI and its human rights implications. This includes training AI developers, policymakers, and the public on ethical and human rights considerations associated with AI technologies. We also have ethical AI design, which is the integration of ethical considerations into the design and development of AI systems from the outset. This includes considering the potential impact of human rights during the design phase and incorporating principles like beneficence, non-maleficence, and autonomy into AI system development. Then we also have monitoring and auditing. This is establishing mechanisms for ongoing monitoring and auditing of AI systems to ensure that they continue to adhere to human rights principles throughout the AI lifecycle. Then lastly, we have legal remedies and accountabilities, which is ensuring that legal remedies and accountability mechanisms are put in place to address violations of human rights caused by artificial intelligence systems. This may involve holding individuals, organizations, governments accountable, and governments accountable for harm caused by AI technologies. So in summary, and in looking at the sustainable use of AI to promote human rights, we note that this requires a multidisciplinary approach and that it combines technology development, ethical considerations, and the development of legal frameworks, as well as active engagement of affected communities. By addressing some of these aspects, AI can be a powerful tool for advancing human rights, as well as minimizing the potential risks. So one of these, when looking at a holistic approach of using artificial intelligence to promote human rights, one of the key elements that have come out throughout this podcast is the considerations that must be put in place. And in considering this, it has also been noted that a multi-stakeholder approach is significant in terms of ensuring that some of these considerations are put into place. So in CIPET, CIPET has been specifically trying to focus on looking at artificial intelligence from an African perspective and looking at an African AI ecosystem. Through this, it has tried to identify specific stakeholders who would be held accountable and responsible, especially in meeting some of these considerations. In doing that, it published a research paper on framing AI through an African lens, which developed a stakeholder framework through a normative claim. So it basically developed a way in which we can be able to identify stakeholders within the African AI ecosystem through three specific normative claims, which are fair economic opportunity, legitimacy and political equality, as well as authenticity. In the show notes as well, the paper will be linked so you can have a look at what the paper is talking about in terms of framing AI in through an African lens and through identifying stakeholders within the African AI ecosystem through this stakeholder framework that was developed. So with that also, CIPET developed a dashboard that is easy to navigate, easy to use, that can be able to help you specifically identify stakeholders within the AI ecosystem, especially with regards to the laws that are being developed in Africa. So we look at it in terms of national AI strategies and as well as foundational laws. So for the foundational laws, we look at data protection laws, because we are yet to have any substantive or concrete laws within the African ecosystem that relate to the regulation of AI. So what that does is basically helps you to identify through the normative stakeholder framework who the stakeholders are with respect to national AI strategies and with respect to the foundational laws, which is the Data Protection Act. And it also helps you identify which stakeholders would be accountable for what and what their responsibilities would be within the African AI ecosystem. So in further concluding this, I hope that the episode has been engaging. And before I sign off, if you are listening to this podcast for the first time and you are very new to artificial intelligence or merely curious about artificial intelligence, I would recommend you taking a look at the artificial intelligence tab on the CPIT website, which will also be linked in the show notes. Also, a small recommended reading would be looking at the book You Look Like a Thing and I Love You by Janelle Shane. The link will also be included in the show notes. It's a really small summary of how artificial intelligence can be looked at in terms of our day-to-day activities, and it simplifies the technicalities of artificial intelligence so that you can be able to understand and look at it from a more practical lens. So with that, I hope you get to take a listen to the former episodes that have been published for the podcast, and I hope you get to interact with our CPIT website to get to learn more about artificial intelligence and overall the work that we do. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.